جهان ما ضبط صوت بزرگی است که صدای ما را هر کلمه ای که از مصادر شود.
The world we live in is a large recording apparatus which records our voice. Every word of it.
One of the most outstanding features about him is that he cared for the humanity, and he mentioned this all the time and said لأجل الإنسان, because of the humanity.
Well, within the social activities we can count one of his greatest thing that he started when he went back to Lebanon, and that was the dialogues between the different religions and تقريب المذاهب. And that's how we see, like, he was very close to the youth as well, because he used to visit the church as well and the different school of
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm Atta, the host of this program. The teacher is an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, scholars, and philosophers all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers, two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, to elaborate on the thoughts and works of Imam Musa Saad, one of such scholars. Dr. Murtaza Azadeh, assalamu alaikum brother, and welcome to this show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. So in this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are mainly concerned with the thoughts and most outstanding elaborations and opinions of outstanding Muslim thinkers. After Shahid Murtaza Mutahari, we are discussing the thoughts and works of one of the other outstanding Muslim Shia scholars, that is Sayyid Musa al-Saad, mainly known as Imam Musa al-Saad, a Lebanese-Iranian cleric and philosopher, who was very much famous for his open-mindedness. He was disappeared in Libya in 1978. If he is alive, may Allah give him health, and he passed away, may he rest in peace. It is still not clear, even in the news, that from 1978, where this great outstanding scholar is living. Sayyid Musa al-Saad was famous for giving outstanding lectures, and most of his audience were the average youth of Lebanon and Iran. He was famous for giving lectures in both the Arabic language and the Persian language. So for today's discussion, we want to listen to one of his Farsi audio file along with the English translation, and then we'll get to the elaboration by the scholars over here. Let's listen to that and we'll be back.
فکر میکنم اگر تمام عمر ممکن بود کسی
I think if it was possible that one would spend whole his life on making more and more efforts and taking steps towards righteousness, then it was definitely a true and wise decision. However, no doubt that human reaches exhaustion at a moment and further needs joy. But the joy is to be a spice of the food, not to make it inedible, and not that much to turn the purpose of life into amusement. And eventually, lessons of life turn only into a frame and mask on the surface of life.
All right, welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to, and what you listen to right now was the Farsi audio file of Imam Musa Saad along with the English translation. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, let's start with you for this episode. And the matter of this world and the other world, the clarification, differentiation that is given by Imam Musa Saad. And it seems that Imam Musa Saad is very much emphasizing for the Muslims to keep balance between the two. Unfortunately, we have this thought among the Muslim nations that if you want to get closer to perfection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only done through the divine paths and divine ways and not through the people. So they choose an isolated life, they live in solitude, okay? So, and they believe, and spiritually speaking, they reach some developments, you know? But what Imam Musa al-Saad believed in and what he himself practiced in the life was always being among the people and keeping the balance between these two. What's your point on that, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, we know that, and we've been discussing this thing in previous programs, even in the program of the teacher, Shaheed Mutahhari, Murtaza Mutahhari, we had the same discussions. Yes. Obviously, all these scholars like Shaheed Mutahhari and Imam Musa Sadr, they all have studied the Hawza, obviously.
Yes.
And they had a very depth view on the Quranic teachings. Yes. And obviously, they have spent their life in this path, we can say. It is very important to have balance between two things. And we've been discussing this for many programs, that this world is a mean to reach to hereafter. Mm-hmm. This world is not the destination for us. If it was this destination, then obviously we would have spent our whole life in this world, the way some people, like the liberal people, they say, like, you have only one life and you need to enjoy this life. And why? Because they don't believe in hereafter. They don't believe in God. We being a Muslim...
Is it possible, sorry, to believe in God and say, enjoy this life?
Well, it depends what do they mean with the enjoyment. Okay. Again, we need to elaborate this meaning.
Okay.
This enjoyment means to benefit from all the blessings that are in this world, mm-hmm, for you.
Okay.
In order to reach to the perfection or leave everything... Like, believe just in God and be a non-practicing. For example, we have this term as well in the West.
Yeah,
practicing and non-practicing Muslim, which is
wrong.
This
is a problem among all the monotheistic religions. This was exactly my point. The practicing one and non-practicing one, if they want to introduce themselves, even when the forms are given to them to fill out, they say, are you practicing, for example, Muslim or non-practicing? But what does it mean exactly?
Well, this is what the secular system have given us, the Western system.
Okay.
Because in Islam, in the Quran, we see there are clear sayings about the fasiqeen,
mm-hmm,
and transgressors.
Okay.
There is a clear statement about these transgressors. Who are they? What will be their endings? And there is a mu'min, there is a kafir. Obviously, there are different categories of people.
Yes.
In the Quran, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, mm-hmm, O mankind. Sometimes He's talking to mu'mineen. And on the other side, like, Allah is differentiating between the believers, the true believers, transgressors, and the hypocrites.
That's right.
So these are the categories.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Musa Sadr, what is he referring to? And he referred to the verse number, like it was Surah Nahl, verse number 97. And this word, which has been used, like this verse is starting with Man amila salihan. This word, one, Man amila salihan, these three words all together, like with this combination of Man amila salihan, it has come five times in the Quran.
That's right.
And in all of that, it has the same result. It shows the same result. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say, whoever performs the good deed, obviously for him there is a reward.
That's right.
Balancing the life, it's the order of intellect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a religious point of view. It's logical as well.
That's right.
In your life, if you're not living a balanced life with the things that you have in your hands, you should use them in a balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an excessive usage of something,
yes,
that harms you. Therefore, there's a need to have a balanced life. And because we know, being a Muslim, that we were created, okay, and we need to reach to the perfection, and that is the goal, yes, of a mankind, and that has been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
We need to use this world in a way, all these blessings, using them in a balanced way so that we can reach to the perfection. If we cannot reach to the perfection, then obviously we are living a life as a non-believer.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much. Dr. Reza Zadeh, Imam Musa Sadr also talks about the qasd-e salih. It means the, I think roughly translated, it could be the righteous goal that one should follow in life. What's your take on that, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned in the past episode, Imam Musa Sadr is explaining that according to the proper Islamic understanding of according to a correct worldview of the reality of life here, there is no separation or distinction between happiness and having a good life in this world and in the other world. And here he's saying a key statement, and he emphasizes that on a point that a perfect plan for life is a plan that guarantees a good life not only in the other world but also in this world.
That's right.
A plan that guarantees a good life only in the other world is not a good plan. And also a plan that...
Is it possible to have a plan that guarantees your other world and not considering this world?
You know, some of these mystical approaches in some of the religions, for example, in Christianity, monasticism is a type of a spiritual model that is emphasizing on such type of spirituality. They claim that, okay, in order for us to achieve salvation, we need to compromise a lot of our joys and a lot of the facilities and a lot of the, or let's say most of the worldly endowments or gifts that we need to really ignore them and focus on having a good life on the other world only. But here, very interesting and very importantly, Imam Musa Saad wants to say that the very beautiful point about the Islamic plan for life or the spiritual plan of Islam is that it wants to say that these two things, the other world and the and this world, are so intertwined that if you want to have a good life in the other world, you really need to work on this world too in a proper way. It does not mean that you need to make this world your ultimate goal. And one of the practical things, one of the very beautiful practical advices that he is explaining based on a hadith from the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he is giving advices to Abu Zar, saying that, لَيَكُنْ لَكَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ نِيَّا حَتَّى النَّوْمِ وَالْأَكْلِ. O Abu Zar, the Prophet of God was saying to Abu Zar, O Abu Zar, there must be an intention in every single action that you do, even your sleeping and even your eating, you know? Sleeping and eating are two examples of
ordinary ritual.
One of the two of the most ordinary things that we every single person does. It's a natural need of every person. And very beautifully, the Prophet wants to say that even these very routine, ordinary, natural things that every person needs because of the our physical body, they can be turned into an act of worship by a simple intention. And this shows, I mean, let alone the others. This shows how this world and the other world are so intertwined to each other that even the most simple, ordinary actions, just by a simple intention, can turn into
And this is not difficult to do. I mean, maybe some people think that, you know, treading on the path of Allah, having pure niyyah, is very much difficult in this.
It needs practice. It needs practice. It needs mindfulness for us to become used to it and having all the time paying attention to our ultimate goal. And this is the art of Islam. I call it the spiritual model of Islam. And beautifully, by following that model, what happens? You know, based on this model, the whole world will be your place of worship. You know, many of us, when we want to worship, we think about mosque. Or mihrab, let's say a church, or a temple, or a synagogue, or whatever. But here, using this very practical advice, the whole world will be your place of worship. You don't need to necessarily go to a mosque. If you can go there and, you know, focus, that is better. But here, based on this model, you are going to become a worshipper every in every single moment of your life.
You take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment
while
of your life.
While you're eating, while you are sleeping, while you are doing your everyday job, you're worshipping God. So the whole world will be your temple, will be your mosque. And that's beautiful. And one's worship will not be limited to the mosque or church or temple, etc., etc. And every single moment of the life will be passed in worshiping God. Isn't it beautiful? I think it's awesome.
Okay.
So this is an amazing model of spirituality.
Of course, these things are beside the obligations that are put on our shoulders. Sure. But seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing His traces and signs in any moment of our life makes it very much beautiful, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you leave this world, not for this world, but in order to get to a higher goal.
And actually making the whole life like, you know, a person who is praying day and night while he's not apparently praying or, you know, doing prostration or being in the mosque. But still, in reality, that person is praying.
Very good.
And you know, the result
this
of
is
that
the nature.
Be,
this is what the tabia does, brother.
Yeah.
Every day, you know, this is what the tabia does, yes, you know, around us.
In Islamic mysticism, yeah, that every single creature, not only the yeah human beings, every single creature in every single moment is actually
is
doing,
worshiping
is glorifying God and worshiping God and that's doing right tasbih okay of God. And a person who lives that way, according to this mm-hmm formula, will be much more successful person in both worlds for two reasons.
Yes.
First, he has not put any conflict between this world and the other world. He has not made any distinction.
Okay.
And secondly, all his deeds and times have been spent to make both of his life a better lives. And every single moment have been spent in a good way.
That's
so
right
that person will be that's much right more successful in both worlds.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rezazadeh and Said Mohsen Naghvi, for your nice elaboration you're regarding welcome this topic, how to keep balance between your life, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any moment of our life, and having niyyah or intention, according to the hadith that you mentioned by Prophet Muhammad to Abu Zar, that was really beautiful. Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any moment of your life is very important. It is very much difficult because nowadays, especially in today's world, we are really busy with mm-hmm different things, and sometimes our gods are different nowadays. Right. And unfortunately, the Muslim lands are afflicted with these problems too and are affected by these too. But inshallah, as a practicing Muslim, what Said Mohsen Naghvi said, we try to do our best to make this world as a bridge, as a nice bridge to pass of perfection to the other world, inshallah. It was very kind of you, Dr. Rezazadeh and Said Mohsen Naghvi. And dear listeners of Arab English Radio, thank you much again for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Visit our website, parstoday.com/enkalavislam page, and also our YouTube page, Kalav Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.